Now, David, you've been looking at the neuroscience literature this week. What have you got for us?
I have. So I've got a paper that's been published in Science Translational Medicine, which came out 2 days ago. And as we know, the brain is a very complex organ, and it relies on expansive networks of cells that communicate with one another very quickly and really effectively. But what we don't really know is, when do all of the cells necessarily join up with each other? So when does the process by which all of the brain cells actually link up with each other occur? And this group, which is a group of scientists from the Wayne State University in Detroit, have released this paper where they've shown that the connections in the brain are actually forming in the developing fetus.
How do they do that in a baby that's inside its mother? Because one of the things about MRI, I mean, I had an fMRI scan to take part in a study. I volunteered. It's like going into a baked bean tin and then someone slamming a hammer against the outside of the tin, you know, very hard and very fast. The thing is, though, they bolted me down so I couldn't move. A baby is floating around in liquid inside its mother. How do you get around that then?
Yeah, so this was one of the very big issues with the paper. So what they did was they put the pregnant mother into the fMRI scanner and they recorded about 10 minutes worth of scan data. And because of all of this movement of the fetus, they actually had to eliminate about 50% of the data from each of those samples. So what they end up with is so much reduced data compared to what they originally had. So it's essentially a process of attrition. So you're recording for a really long period of time, but actually you have to get rid of a lot of the data.
So you just record more in order to get around that problem.
Yeah, you've just got to record quite a long period of time.
And when they do this, what are they actually finding?
So what they're finding is they've used this technique called MRI scanning, and this is a particular type of MRI scanning called functional MRI, and this basically measures the amount of brain activity that's occurring in particular regions of the brain. And what they've found is that between the second and third trimesters, so between 24 and 38 weeks into pregnancy, the brains of these fetuses are massively increasing the connections between the two hemispheres of the brain. So we know that the brain's essentially symmetrical, so we've got two hemispheres on each side. And there are a number of connections that are occurring throughout this process are massively increasing.
If you look in developing animals, you find that certain bits of the brain tend to change their connectivity or their maturation at different rates. So animals are born with certain circuits already wired up. They're usually the ones they need for doing things like feeding or running away from predators. Do they see that sort of pattern emerging in these human babies, or are there insights into certain developmental pathways that we hadn't appreciated previously thanks to this?
So they've come up with some basic ideas about the kind of process through which the development occurs. So they found that towards the centre of the brain, the connections are being made earlier, and then this process kind of spreads from the centre outwards. And this is occurring further towards the back of the brain rather than the front. So initially it begins developing at the back. And they've made some assertions about sort of which functional regions are very important. But I think because this was the first paper that's demonstrated a functional MRI within utero, this is basically a technique kind of paper, and it's trying to just increase the awareness of this technique and how we can use it in the future.
So does it tell us anything about what a baby in utero might be aware of?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm not sure that it can necessarily tell us at this stage. I think the technique is still limited by resolution, so we can see basic areas of where the brain is becoming activated, but we don't have the type of resolution to be able to see very, very specific areas. And also there's a time issue as well. So we can record from areas within maybe 2 seconds after activation of that particular area. So for very specific processes, it's going to be very difficult to pin down exactly what's happening.
We know that babies fixate and imprint on their mother's voices. So they come out recognising their mum's voice, don't they? I wonder if they imprint on an MRI scanner as a result of this. You know, quite a worry, isn't it? Thanks, David.